Instead of staring blindly into the abyss, Taoiseach, I want to challenge you to look beyond that. I want you to state loudly and clearly that if a no-deal Brexit happens, that you will put the case for Irish unity. And I want you to state that you will call on the British government to do the only thing it should do in that scenario, and that is to put the constitutional future of the North to the people in a referendum. So whilst none of us here want a no-deal situation to transpire, if that is not possible, then a referendum on Irish unity, a referendum that is provided for in the Good Friday Agreement, must be called as the only sensible, logical and rational response, which could provide a pathway for the entire island, north and south, to retain membership of the European Union. The great upheaval that a crash out will cause could well be the catalyst that accelerates the demand for Irish unity. You and your government, Taoiseach, need to prepare for change, and that preparation should include convening an All-Ireland Forum on Irish unity. So I'm appealing to you today, Taoiseach, to say that if a no-deal Brexit transpires, then you will call on the British government to hold a referendum on Irish unity in the North. And I am calling on you to say that you will organise a referendum on Irish unity here in this state, in line with the provisions set out in the Good Friday Agreement. A referendum on unity is expressly provided for in the Good Friday Agreement. So instead of staying silent on this issue, defending the agreement and doing the right by it in a no-deal scenario requires sticking with the agreement and its provisions. So it must be our ultimate backstop.